At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
My friend Disha Thosar, she covers the Mets, but she also is an MLB reporter and writer for Fox Sports. So she's going to give us some insight on the team, and we'll talk baseball a little bit with her. Disha, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, Keith? Good to talk.
Yeah, you know, hanging out, filling in for BT and Sal, off like maybe 4 or 5 hours of sleep max, but that's okay. You know, I did the show last night. Yeah, I'm happy to be here. I'd do this. If they would have had me just sleep here under the desk, I would have just stayed. But yeah, coming off of the Mets game last night, let's start with the pitching. That's been the concern here for a while. Kodai Senga is a guy that has been tabbed as an ace or looked at as an all-star, was an all-star, a guy that you're expecting a little more out of. He wasn't able to overcome the third, the fourth inning last night. And, like, you need him to give you some better starts. Let's start with Kodai Senga. I know he came back from injury. He's missed so much time. My first question to you with him is, like, do you expect him to be a postseason starter? And, you know, what's got to change with him to be able to go deeper in the games and not give it up?
Yeah, I think definitely he will be a postseason starter as long as the Mets make it there, right? But yesterday was, I think, more of an outside performance from Senga. It was really rare in terms of he seemed to really be struggling. What is consistent with him is definitely that he's not going deep into starts, and that can be said about the entire Mets rotation outside of David Peterson right now. So it is concerning, especially going into October. They really need guys to go deeper. At the same time, it's troubling if they go deeper, stacking up those innings. A lot of these guys just haven't been there before, especially even David Peterson. He's blown past his career innings total already. So the pitching staff, the rotation in general, 100% the most concerning thing going into October. That being said, there are some positives. I think they look better on paper than the performances they're putting out. It's not a lot of time left now, though, for that staff to really, really get it together and be a threat going into the postseason.
Yeah, I just, you know, every start from anybody in their rotation, you're just, your fingers crossed, hoping for the best, hoping that it's, you know, the night. And obviously the first game of this series, you got, you know, David Peterson, who gave you length and saved the bullpen. And that's going to help because they have this whole stretch of games without an off day where I'm looking and I'm saying, okay, they got to call somebody up. You know, Cam Schlittler for the Yankees last night was perfect through six innings, and he's making his seventh start. We saw what Nolan McClain did over the weekend, gave the team a real jolt of energy and the fans, you know, just some buzz in Citi Field. Do you think they have a plan to call up Brandon Sproat? I know Jonah Tong might be a little bit of a ways away, but I feel like they need to go ahead and, you know, add somebody to this rotation. Maybe it's Tyler McGill. So there's the question for you. Do you expect to see Tyler McGill come back, or do you expect to see Brandon Sproat before that?
Yeah, I think that's those are exactly the conversations that are happening in the Mets front office right now in between who is going to be first. Is it going to be McGill and Sprout? I think has to come up soon. They do have that stretch of 16 games, 16 days. A sixth starter definitely would help. And I think Sprout has just been killing it in Syracuse. He looks like he should be called up, and especially given the excitement that Nolan McLean, like you said, not just that he was so good on the mound, but that really sparked an energy within the fan base, at Citi Field, within the rotation. I think especially Mets starters can have a ripple effect. We saw that happen last year with the team, and Nolan McLean was aggressive. He was attacking the strike zone, and really Mets pitchers have to be doing more of that. So I think Sprout would definitely be a better way to go. McGill, too, he has to get in there at some point. If the Mets do get into the playoffs, he has to be an arm that they can rely on, especially if he can be out of the bullpen or in the rotation. But I think we could see Sprout here in the next couple of weeks.
We're on the phone right now with Disha Thosar, Fox Sports MLB reporter who covers the Mets and has been in the Mets clubhouse for a while. And, you know, I know you get a good look at the team. Francisco Alvarez, I have said that that's my favorite Met. I don't really ever have a favorite Met, but El Troll, his swag, his moxie. I mean, I saw him in L.A. coming up. He was in the Futures game with Volpe, and just the way that he carried himself, his swing, his presence, and being a catcher, I'm like, okay, this guy is a star. It sucks to see what happened to him this year where, you know, he's out again and he slid into second base and hurt his thumb, and he had been on a tear since he came back. I feel like that is such a huge blow for the Mets. I don't think we are really even making as much of it as we should be making. And I think last night's game is where it was glaring, because you're looking at Luis Torrens. And I spoke about him having the catcher's interference, him getting beat up back there, him not giving you anything at the plate. Without Alvarez in this lineup now, Luis Torrens creates a hole. And then, you know, they didn't pinch hit for him late. So, you know, this is what they have. What do you think about Luis Torrens and even Hayden Sanger, and, you know, how much of a blow that is for the Mets as far as their catching and with their pitching? Like, that's who the pitchers are throwing to.
Yeah, you said it, Keith. I think really Francisco Alvarez is also one of my favorite players to cover, because he has handled the ups and downs of his development and coming into the major leagues, I mean, terrifically. There's no one else that I've seen handle getting demoted, coming back with the right attitude, going on a tear at the plate above 1,000 OPS, and having that kind of it factor that I think the Mets have really lacked this season. I think it's sort of like last year where Mets fans are waiting for someone to step up. Where's the magic? And I think as soon as Alvarez came back from the injured list, he had that. He had that spark. So again, he's back on the IL. We don't know how long it'll be. It could potentially be season ending. It might not. The Mets are kind of being mum about it so far, especially because of how much of a factor he'll be. And really, Luis Torrens is good as a backup catcher. I think the combination of Alvarez and Torrens was solid. But now, yeah, we're looking at Torrens and Sanger, and that's just not going to cut it for a playoff team. The Mets are going to have to look at catchers in the waiver wire, see what they can do there. But even to kind of make up for the Francisco Alvarez absence, we've seen sort of Mark Vientos these past few games rise out of the ashes. And if he can do what he did last September, then that kind of eases the pain of Alvarez, assuming that there's still a chance that Alvarez can come back here maybe in the last week of the regular season, last couple of weeks, and then get him set for October. The Mets offense looks much, much, much better with Vientos hitting like he has been these last few days.
Yeah, you kind of led me into where I was going next with the loss of Francisco Alvarez. And then last night, Brandon Nimmo's neck acting up. Like, you lose two bats in this lineup. Nimmo's, I'm going to assume, not playing, not going to be in the lineup today. We're, you know, a couple hours away from the lineup coming out. You know, Mark Vientos and Brett Beatty, the baby Mets, like, those guys have had good years. Well, Vientos is turning it on now. Brett Beatty's had a good year. What do you think about, you know, the young guys, Mauricio as well, and the mix with these guys, like, at the top of the order, Francisco Lindor, Juan Soto, Pete Alonso? I feel like there's just like a disconnect. I feel like the lineup does not, like, they don't connect the dots enough. And what I mean by that is, like, I watch these games, and late in the game, they cannot string together hits. They go down quietly. Last night, they could not rally. Like, what do you think it is? What do you think it is that they aren't able to just, you know, pass the baton and string together hits and runs, especially when they need it the most?
Yeah, the Mets, you nailed it. I mean, the Mets offense has been a little baffling because you look at the numbers on paper and it's ending up exactly kind of how everyone expected, in that Soto, Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor, they're all leading in their respective categories on offense. But kind of look even deeper, and when there are men in scoring position, men on base even, and there's a big drop-off, especially with Soto. I mean, obviously, you know, Keith, you watched Soto with the Yankees last year, and he was coming up arguably more clutch than anybody else in that offense, including Aaron Judge, and that is just not the player that we're seeing with the Mets this year. He has a 181 average with men in scoring position and only one extra base hit in high-leverage situations. And that's including zero home runs. That was just one double. And that is just not the Juan Soto that he's even been in his career. I think he is putting a lot of pressure on himself to come up in those moments. He wants to make a statement in his first year with the Mets. And that's leading to some trouble. That's not the mentality he usually brings to the plate. And of course, you go back to the baby Mets too. And I think Alvarez, Beatty, Vientos, all these guys just have to kind of be league average. We're really not even asking a lot. If the top three can produce at that elite level, then the rest of the lineup just has to be solid and a little bit consistent. And that is, I think you nailed it. There's just a disconnect, especially with high pressure situations. Everybody else on paper has really been performing how you would expect. Soto right now, even you look at the whole league, he's one of the best hitters in the league. So all of this, of course, can make a bigger difference in the playoffs. I think right now, going game to game in the long season, it's just not adding up the way that Mets fans had expected.
Last thing for you, you know, talking about the coaching and even the, you know, the leadership, the front office, you know, if the Mets miss the postseason, this is a huge embarrassment. This is a disaster, honestly, because of, you know, Juan Soto, who you went to get. And then even with Stearns going to get some relievers for the bullpen that are rentals, like, they got to figure it out. And there were fans calling for Eric Chavez to be fired, Jeremy Hefner to be fired. And there's even fans that are looking at Mendy in his second year saying maybe he's not the guy. You know, maybe he's, you know, not actually, you know, maybe he's not what we thought he was coming out of, you know, the Yankees, Aaron Boone school of managing. What do you think about the Mets internally in the connection? Because I've been very vocal about, like, I think they're in lockstep from Steve Cohen to David Stearns to Carlos Mendoza. But there's murky waters right now. What do you think about their coaching and their leadership to right the ship? Because they have to, like, have some urgency and win some games and make sure that they're in October right now.
Yeah, I think definitely I've seen urgency from this team. I don't think that they're lacking in that way. If anything, there's so much urgency that it could be leading to poorer results in terms of pressing. But when it comes to leadership, right, we see this every year. Anytime there's a losing streak, anytime there's inconsistency, who does everyone point to, right? It's always the manager, the pitching coach, the hitting coach. This happens every single season. You can look at it if the Mets get out of they don't make the playoffs and they lose it to the Reds of all teams, then yeah, I have no respect for anyone. I think at that point, everyone has to be looked at closely. There could be some potential exits. I mean, that would have to be a clean slate if that happens. I'm not expecting it to happen. I think the Mets have a decent, a solid chance, of course, of making the postseason with that final wild card slot. But I don't think the urgency aspect coming from coaches, I think it is a little bit overblown. I think the clubhouse has to figure it out. I think this is fully on the players in terms of getting consistent. And that is just a way that they have to get there. And I've seen the right things from everybody else in terms of leadership. You said it, Steve Cohen, David Stearns to Mendoza. They are tight. And I think Mendoza definitely has been making more questionable moves this year than he did last year, especially with bullpen management and leaving guys out there. But that is not, at the end of the day, the reason the Mets are in the position they are in. So I think really this comes down to how they finish. If they don't make it, then yeah, it's time for a clean slate.
Deesha, thank you for the time today. I'll see you at the stadium.
Yep, looking forward to it, Keith. Thanks for the time.
888-808-1019. I do want to take a call, but like when you're looking at the Mets in this stretch that they're about to play, the Braves, who are their boogeyman, the Phillies, who I don't see how the Phillies lineup is not going to absolutely mash whoever is pitching for the Mets. Like, this is the stretch that's going to make or break their season. They've got the Detroit Tigers on the road, one of the best teams in baseball. Then from Detroit, they go to Cincinnati and face the Reds, who are trailing them right on their heels. And then you've got another four in Philadelphia. Like, if help is not on the way, I don't know, another catcher, calling up another arm, it's going to get crazy. And then it also doesn't get easy at the end. You've got the Padres and you've got the Cubs. They have to right the ship now. They have to get some wins now. They have to like create some breathing room right now. Chris is in New York. Thanks for holding, Chris. I got you in there before the break. You're on the Fan.
Yeah, Keith, what's up?
You know, hanging out early.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say thank God the Reds lost last night, because that would have been a clear disaster.
Close
and they're
one.
Only like one game ahead of them.
Yeah.
I want to know what you think about Mets and got to make some breathing room in these games.
Yeah, they got to go on a run. They got, like, similar to the Yankees, they have to go on winning streaks. They got to sweep teams. Like, that's why it hurts to lose that game by a run last night. Like, to the Nationals, you got to sweep the Nationals right now. They're just what the doctor ordered right now. I just look at the schedule, and on paper, like, you would need the Phillies and some of these other teams like to be missing players for players to go down and get hurt. There's a challenge ahead for the Mets. They have to perform better with their starting pitching, and their lineup has to hit. And losing Francisco Alvarez, Nimmo having the neck issue, like, it just, I don't know where the hope comes from. I don't know where the light is at the end of the tunnel. They got to break out of it, and hopefully it starts today at 4:05.
And what do you think about Nimmo? He's gonna be back in the lineup for this coming up series?
They said he needs like 24 hours, 48 hours. And like I said, he's like I don't know. I always have neck issues. I got a special pillow to sleep with. Like, he's sleeping in a hotel. Like, it's one of those weird things where he could warm up and think he's good, and then it acts up on him, and that's a hole. Like, that's tough. You got to put Marte in or Tyrone Taylor in, or I don't know. You need Nimmo in that lineup. You need Francisco Alvarez in that lineup. And you're not going to have them today against Mackenzie Gore.
Yeah, I'm saying Starling Marte is not going to do.
Starling Marte is a guy that you didn't even want, that we thought was getting traded earlier in the season. You're kind of defaulting into having to play them, and that's why I keep calling on David Stearns. You don't have enough depth. You did not build a deep enough team.
Yeah, I also want to see these guys stepping up that they just got by the deadline.
Yeah, well, Cedric Mullins, you know, he's been around for a while. Left-handed bat. A guy that's he's got a hit. He had a couple hits last night. He's got to do his thing. And I think you'll get, you know, better results out of Rodgers and Helsley as well, you know, now that some time has gone by. Soto's been good, but Gregory Soto. And Juan Soto's been good. It's just been low leverage. Thanks for the call, Chris. When you need Juan Soto to come through, he hasn't been able to come through with the clutch hit. When you need Juan Soto to come through, and I mean, even last night, hit a solo shot to tie it. It's a weak at bat, and that's tough. I think he's got 106, 107 strikeouts. Like, yeah, he's got a lot of walks. Yeah, he's got the 31 home runs and 20 stolen bases. But this is the highest paid player in the game that you're expected. You're expected to change the game. You're expected to be clutch. You're expected to win games for them when you're getting paid that much. John is in Red Bank on the Fan. Before we go to break, you're in there, John.
How you doing, Keith?
Good. How are you?
I can't believe some of the decisions that Mendy makes. How do you not pitch it for the catcher last night? Twice he let him hit. Twice he did nothing.
Yeah, I think we were talking about it last night, and we were. It doesn't matter now, but it was like Torrens's numbers against that pitcher, or you know, batting average again. Like, they just stuck with him. Sometimes it seems like they're just, you know, going through the motions.
Sometimes I think Mendy's clueless.
Sometimes there are issues like, you know, not sending a guy or not pinch hitting for a guy or leaving a guy in too long, where, you know, Mendy will talk about it in the post game and it's like, hey,
but how do you not pinch hit for Torrens in the ninth inning?
He's your catcher. Like, what if you tie the game and you go?
You had a catcher could put in. You had a guy in first base, one out, and he should let him bunt because Mendoza was up next.
He believes in his guys. Maybe sometimes to a fault.
He believes he's wrong. The guy's batting 200. Come on.
Yeah. No, I know. It doesn't look good when the game ends that way. And then they use the challenge just to use it, and the game ends, and then Lindor is sitting there, and you don't.
He makes some really terrible moves. It was awful. I hope they can't get rid of him. We can't wait to get rid of him. He stinks.
Yeah, but they're not. Thanks for the call, John. He's got another year, I believe, on his contract. They're not moving away from Mendy. He's still getting credit off of last year, where I said, you know, we gave credit to a hit single and a mascot and all these other things. No, give credit to those players and the chemistry that they had and their will to win and going out there and fighting to get to where they got. This summer, stay cool and hydrated with the official water of Major League Baseball, Primo Brands. With Primo Brands water delivery, you get premium hydration from trusted brands like Poland Spring, Pure Life, and Saratoga, delivered right to your door. Stock up for game day or just keep everyone refreshed, still, sparkling, or flavored. There's something for everyone. And the best part? You call the shots. Whether you need a few cases or a full week's supply, Primo's flexible delivery fits your schedule. So step up to the plate, hydrate like a pro with Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And yes, of course, we're going to talk NFL. Art Stapleton will join us at 1 o'clock. We'll continue the Yankees conversation at 12 with Brian Hoke. But yeah, Art Stapleton put out a tweet 2 hours ago that reads, "I think there's a good chance Jackson Dart starts tonight's preseason finale for the Giants. If so, will his next start come before, after, or on the night when the Giants and Patriots actually play for real in Foxborough on December 1st? All this talk about when this kid is going to start Dart. Do not do that. Do not worry about that. You have two veteran quarterbacks who have a lot of experience on this roster. You have Russell Wilson, who has won a Super Bowl, and we get it, he's not the Russ that he used to be, but he's the starter. And then Jameis is QB2. They put out the depth chart. This young man is 3. Don't rush him. You need this to go right. And you know what will help this young man as he has impressed from his pre-draft meetings all the way through to tonight, where I hope tonight he plays well again. I don't want to see him throw an interception. I don't want to see him take a step back. He's looked so good in his first two appearances. Do not rush this young man. There's no way he starts week 1, right? it's going to be so valuable for Jackson Dart to go on the road and see the Commanders and see the Dallas Cowboys, two teams that he's going to be facing for the rest of his time as the Giants starter whenever that time starts. It's going to be so valuable for him to watch the film, right? After going through warm-ups, game day, throwing the headset on, watching, you know, real-time reps, taking mental reps, is going to be so important for him to watch that full-speed game film. Not practice film, not preseason film, for him to sit in the actual film room with Russ, with Jameis, with Tommy DeVito maybe, with Kafka, with Dable, and go over the plays. Learn from everybody else's mistakes, young man. Do not rush this young guy. He's got the swag. He's got the aura. He's got the moxie about him. He looks the part. It doesn't look too big for him, but there is no rush to put him into the game. I don't need a date. The season will dictate when it's time to play him. And the Giants need to win some games this year. And if you're winning some games this year, Jackson Dart won't be starting anytime soon. 888-808-1019. Back to the conversation at hand. I just had Disha Thosar on to talk about the Mets. And if you're looking at the Mets' upcoming schedule, the injuries they've had, the starting pitching performances that they haven't had, the lineup not producing as much as it should, there's cause for concern. It's just not going to look like, I don't know, it just looks tougher than it should look for a team with this payroll, this much expectations. Let's go to Rick in Brooklyn on the Fan next. What's up, Rick?
Hey, Keith, how are you? I see you, you're very happy today. Yankees are winning, so you're back to your underlining Met-hating tones. But that's okay. Boston is coming into town. Let's see what happens when Boston sweeps the Yankees, and you'll be back to your normal we're all in it together tones.
Thanks for the call, Rick. I don't hate the Mets. These are my Mets. I never watch as many Mets game as I do now. I've never watched the Mets as much as I've had to watch in the last 4 years. I know more about these Mets than any other version of the Mets in my entire life. I'm happy because I'm on the air at 11:30 a.m. I'm happy because, you know, it's the summertime. I'm happy because we're streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. People are watching and interacting in the chat. I am happy that the Yankees are winning, but just take that out of it. I know it's hard to separate me from my fandom. I'm looking at the Mets as a baseball fan and a radio host. You can add a mascot race. You can add LED lights. You can add a dance crew. You can do all of these promotions and all of these things that I told you before the season started. They don't equate to winning. You can claim Big Brother for your attendance going up. You can do all of this stuff that has nothing to do with the performance on the field. You're with us now. You realize that, right? You were two games away from the World Series. You stole Juan Soto from the Yankees. Oh, yeah. You know, like, let's not move the goalposts now. I'm the one back to my hating ways or whatever. No. Let's keep it a bean. Let's keep it a buck. Let's keep it real, New York. The Mets can't fade into darkness here, and they can't fade out of a postseason spot here. Juan Soto's supposed to be the difference to put you over the top. And you brought Pete back to protect him. Spend money on some pitching. Frankie Montas, Clay Holmes, Griffin Canning. It has blown up in your faces. So it isn't me. I just, you know, shoot the messenger. I just tell you the truth, right? When the Yankees aren't bad, I tell you the truth. Or when the Yankees are bad and aren't playing well, I tell you the truth about them. That right now, the Mets are in a bad one. They've been in a bad stretch. They lost 13 out of 15. They had a three-game win streak. And now you're right back to where you were, losing that game how you lost it last night. Just like, oh, here comes a rubber match. They have to win today. And it's a day game, and we've seen Alonso and Lindor kind of, you know, quick turnaround, turn it on in a day game. I expect them to lead the way. But don't be mad at me. Be mad at Steve Cohen. Be mad at David Stearns for not getting you enough pitching, not giving you enough depth. I just sang Cashman's praises because he added a Caballero, Ahmed Rosario, Austin Slater, position players to the Yankees team. He added in the bullpen to ensure that this Yankees team can do what they have to do. You know why? Because eyes are on October. The business is, hey, you get to October, those ticket prices go up, everybody's watching on TV. That's where you make your money for real, for real. The Mets want to be at the big boy table with the Yankees. This will be a disaster if they don't make it to the postseason. There is no, you know, they're the Mets. The Mets don't go to the postseason back-to-back years. That's supposed to be in the past, right? The Wilpon era is over. Those days are done. You have the richest owner in the sport that in Port St. Lucie this year was talking about winning multiple World Series. That came out of his mouth. Well, I don't think we should be able to win two because you got Juan Soto. Juan Soto is a scam. Juan Soto, yeah, you know, that contract, I understand it was a parade and a celebration. That contract was worth just the joy that you felt that, hey, the Mets got one over the Yankees. We outbid the Yankees. We took the player that helped the Yankees get to the World Series. Now he's with us, but he's got to help you get to the World Series. He's got to have clutch moments for the Mets. I saw a bunch of them for the Yankees last year. Where they at for the Mets? So, I mean, I know. I'll wear it. I'm Yankee boy. I get it. But, like, let's just keep it real. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at the Mets. Be mad at Carlos Mendoza. Be mad at the lack of pitching performance. You didn't go and add a starter at the deadline. There were guys out there that could have been had. Merrill Kelly, Mike Soroka, Charlie Morton. It might not be anybody that you're excited about, but they're better than Frankie Montas. You paid Frankie Montas $34 million to put him in the bullpen. You knew he was terrible when he was having his rehab starts. You knew he was terrible before you signed him. Yankee fans like myself were trying to tell you, this guy's cooked. Uh-uh. So you spend all that money on Juan Soto and you spend all that money on the ballpark and all these other things that don't equate to winning. At least you got Blippi Day coming up. 10 days from now. Blippi Day, Citi Field. I was thinking about taking my son. My son's favorite player is Blippi. Blippi is the man. I don't know if you guys are aware. B-L-I-P-P-I. So much to learn about. It'll make you want to shout, Blippi. Yeah, Blippi is coming to Citi Field. And at least you got that. After you face the Phillies and the Marlins, who the Marlins are scrappy. They're not laying down for the Mets. You'll have Blippi Day. The first 15,000 kids get a pair of Blippi glasses. John is in New Jersey on the fan. What's up, John?
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm excellent. I just wanted to call in real quick. I'm a diehard Yankee fan, and the main thing, I mean, I'm very happy we're winning these get-right games. The main thing I want to bring up is the rotation, and this is kind of like a future question for you and how you feel in your gut. Do you think that this rotation, at bare minimum, has it in them to bring us to a World Series, or do you think... we're lacking that department?
I think last year we watched the Dodgers win the World Series throwing bullpen games. They had Flaherty out there who wasn't great, but he was just good enough to get them through. Obviously, they had Walker Buehler and Yamamoto, but like, did they have a dominant rotation? They didn't even have all their guys healthy. I think when you get to the postseason, if you pitch well enough and you have timely hitting, which where I look at this Yankees lineup and it isn't just all relying on Aaron Judge, Stanton is going crazy like it's already October, and then you mix in the Trent Grishams, the Ben Rices, the Cody Bellingers, like, yeah, I think they have enough pitching if Max Fried can turn back into Max Fried. Carlos Rodon is an all-star this year. Him having a beard, he's been pretty decent. Luis Gil is now actually like starting to look like Luis Gil that won the Rookie of the Year last year. And then when you mix in Cam Schlittler and his stuff, and then Will Warren, like, I mean, in this American League, why can they not get through? Like, the Astros just went through like 30 scoreless innings. They've struggled. I've watched the Tigers struggle, and I really don't believe that the Tigers in a series with the Yankees are going to beat the Yankees. I mean, it's Scooble, right? Maybe, you know, if we can overcome Scooble, like, I'm not going to write them off. I'm not going to write them off with this rotation, no, because it doesn't have Gerrit Cole. No, I can't do that. I think that when they get to the postseason, if they pitch well enough and they have timely hitting, they'll be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me tell you something. One thing that really surprised me, I'm sorry, I'm spinning off of the rotation here. I mean, Grisham, what a pleasant surprise this year.
Oh, yeah, 23 home runs. This guy was a fourth outfielder. He doesn't cost any money, really. Like, yeah, he's been great. Thanks for the call, John. Four distinct all-electric Cadillacs. Some drive them for the performance. Others drive them for the range. And some drive them because it's the only way to make an entrance. Three different ways to turn every drive into an occasion. Whatever your reason, there's never been a better time to say, let's take the Cadillac. The all-electric Cadillac family of vehicles. Escalade IQ. Vistique, Optique, and Lyric. Visit your Tri-State Cadillac dealer today. The BT and Sal Show is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac is the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
No sleep for me last night, doing the show till 2 a.m., turning around to get here for 10 a.m., filling in for BT and Sal. Shout out to them. They're out playing golf with Mike Francesa, I believe. Must be nice. I played golf for the first time. David Cohen had his celebrity charity golf outing. Roger Clemens was there. John Starks was there. Todd Zeal was there. A bunch of other people like Sweeney Murdy and John Jastrzemski and Keith McPherson. And this year, they threw me a random pair of clubs. I didn't have to rent them. I just took them. But I think they were set up for somebody that's like 5'5". They were a little short. But this is my fourth year being there. And usually I'll just hang out. I'll ride the golf cart around. I'll see if anybody needs any water, snacks, kind of just like, you know, one year I just showed up for the dinner. And this is the first year I ever swung a golf club. It's tough, man. I thought I was going to play and be like addicted where I'm like, oh, I got to get out there the next week. Nope, I haven't been out there since. I think I got to do it right. Like, I got to get fitted for my own clubs first and then take lessons and then swing on the, you know, simulator. I've done that before. And then by the time next spring rolls around, after I do the lessons, have my own clubs and have my form down, then I'll be better. I'll be better suited. But I don't know how you guys have so much time to play golf. I really don't. I don't know how you guys spend that, like, the whole day. It's a long day, you know. And honestly, like, I was sore in places. I haven't been sore in a long time. Even right now, if you're watching a live stream, shout out to Twitch. I saw somebody heard on the radio that we were streaming on Twitch and then went to Twitch. Artisan 11 said, hey, I heard the Twitch shout out. Didn't know you guys were on Twitch. Yes, we're streaming on Twitch. We are also streaming on YouTube. The kids like the live stuff, right? There are rich and famous, successful people that you've never heard of, and they have gotten to their status because they sit on the computer live for hours. But yeah, we're doing that. And yeah, I'm talking about my golf thing, and this is a segue so we can get back to the calls that, you know, and what we were talking about. I'm still feeling like my neck. I went to my chiropractor. Shout out to Dr. Bill. You know, I'm feeling better, Dr. Bill, a couple days, but I'm like, I think I messed up my neck swinging too hard on the golf course. And last night, Brandon Nimmo had one at bat, and he said he couldn't go after that. So now you're down Brandon Nimmo and Francisco Alvarez in a matter of 3 days. Bill is in Whitestone on the fan. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, how you doing there? I just like to give a shout-out to Mets fans that this guy is nothing more than a mean-spirited Met hater. He doesn't even belong on the radio. And if you take my advice, you tune over to Colin and
Come on, Bill. Get to your point.
He's just unprofessional.
Get to your point.
And he's all...
Get
he's
to your point, Bill.
Yankee. He's got nothing good to
say
about
anybody. I know.
Anybody.
It sucks. The Mets are losing, and this was their year. Come on, Bill. This was supposed to be the Mets' year. It's not. Francisco Alvarez is down. Your topic was Nimmo injury concern, not let me bash Keith McPherson, but I'll take all the slings and arrows. Shoot the messenger. Somebody's got to give it to you straight. This isn't what you signed up for. Season ticket prices just went up. Owner called you out, said show up to the ballpark, and you have. 42, almost 43,000 a night to see strikeouts, ground balls, to see a 9-run inning. Let's just be real, deal with the facts. And it doesn't have to be about the Yankees or fandom. I'm a baseball fan looking at the Mets, a $340 million payroll. The highest contract in American sports history for one player that doesn't make a team. You can add all these rinky-dink things to Citi Field, all this stuff. It doesn't do anything for the product on the field. It's not good enough. And so if you want to be mad at me, be mad at me, because somebody's got to take it, right? Be mad at me when you miss the postseason. That's unacceptable. That's unacceptable. And it's going to get tough. It's going to get tough in the next couple days, and I don't belong on the radio. But guess what? I'm going to be here. I don't care if I'm on for 30 minutes like I was two nights ago when we had a two-hour rain delay to tell you, it's not your year because you lost Francisco Alvarez. You need to hear the truth instead of people repackaging it and repurposing it and trying to find some type of way to put lipstick on a pig. Pete Alonso is going to opt out. Are you going to pay him? You had a nice ceremony. 253, but what does that, you want to win, right? We're going on 40 years. It'll be 2026 next year. So you're going to go into 2026 missing the postseason? Oh, but Juan Soto is a Met. He loves the Mets. Family culture, dynasty building. What? Yeah, that's, you know, Keith is unprofessional. He doesn't belong on the air. You know what? How many people... And I'm not gonna, you know, put anybody else in here. I'm not gonna tear anybody else down. But I went to school and I got my degree. I'm doing what I set out to do. I have a communication degree in radio and television. And if you don't know about me, Bill, look me up. It's all on the internet. I worked my ass off to get here. I'm still working while I'm in here to get here. If you don't like what I have to say about the Mets, yeah, take your own advice and listen to someone else. It's hard to hear the truth. And the truth is, this roster wasn't constructed well enough, not deep enough. You passed up on pitching and thought that you could get by, and now you're coming up short. Shortcuts. Juan Soto will just hit 40 home runs, and that'll lead to wins. Oh, Juan Soto will pad his stats and get his numbers, and you could still miss the postseason. So be mad at me. Shoot the messenger. But don't come at me and say I'm not supposed to be on the radio. I don't belong. 4 years ago, we might have to play that. 4 years ago, they first said Keith McPherson is auditioning. Who is that? Never heard of him. I worked. I'm still putting in the work. I slept a couple hours last night, got on the train, came back to rock today. So if you want to make it about me, make it about me, because I understand when you sit in this chair, that's what happens, especially when you're telling the truth. The truth is the amount of money that you spend as Met fans, the amount of money, the hype that you felt all winter because you signed Juan Soto, the hype that you felt because last year you were two games away from the World Series, which Mets fans danced around and said that the Mets played better against the Dodgers than the Yankees when there was a 20, you know, maybe even 20 runs or more run differential in the series. You got smacked 9-0, 8-0. That's facts. That happened. Keith McPherson didn't do that. So if you want to be mad at me and attack me, like, no, I went to school and I worked my ass off in New York City to get here. And every night I prove it. And I'm here proving it right now. And I'm prepared to talk about Kodai Senga or Sean Manaea, Brandon Nimmo, Carlos Mendoza, David Stern, Steve Cohen, all that. We don't have to talk about Mets. We don't have to talk about the Yankees. We just talk about the Mets. But y'all don't want to do that. The couple Mets calls that I've taken, oh, this guy's a hater. Oh, this guy doesn't deserve to be on air. I'll smoke you boys. 888-808-1019. We got to go to a break. Let's talk to a Yankee fan that, I don't know, probably wants to talk about the team. See, because when you're winning, it's all good, right? When you're losing, it's like, we got to find excuses. We got to point the finger at the host filling in for BT and Sal. It's him. It's his fault. No, it's your fault. It's your fault for believing that Juan Soto was just going to lead you to some type of promised land. Maybe in a couple years. Give it time. You got 15 of them. Tim is in Mattawan on the fan. What's up, Tim?
What's going on, Keith, man? First and foremost, dude, it's a pleasure to have you on during the day, dude. You got one of the best shows on the fan. I have no idea why that guy was hating the way that he was. It's definitely, I'm just excited to have you on for the daytime so I could actually listen here for a full show.
Thank you, Tim. It depends who you ask.
Yeah, as always, right? But listen, so as far as the Yankees are concerned, the one thing that is, you know, I'm worried about it right now, Keith, is that bullpen. And then ultimately the rotation, because as of right now, until Max Fried gets right, obviously we're going to see him start game one. No arguments about that, right? That's going to happen. But then from there, we're looking at who's going to be the fourth starter, which is inevitably something that we're going to have to use throughout the playoffs. And obviously we see Cam Schlittler, you know, doing what he did last night. And obviously almost every single game that he's pitched, he's shown the ability to be able to go out there and get high quality outs where a guy like Will Warren, who's done well, we all know it, we've seen it, but he still has that tendency sometimes to be able to lose that strike zone and not be able to locate and have that 40 pitch inning. So to me, it would make a lot more sense having a guy like Cam Schlittler in the bullpen, even though I would love to see him in the rotation. But I just think we need that one more guy in the bullpen, right? They can really be the lockdown guy at the end of the game.
Fernando Cruz is coming back. That's Thanks true. For the call, Tim. Fernando Cruz is coming back. Ryan Yarbrough is coming back. Ryan Yarbrough is a veteran, a left-handed pitcher, could be another starter. Then we have three left-handed pitchers that could start. And then you have Luis Gil. Like, they have enough. Like, these aren't 10-game series. They have enough. Will they put it all together? I don't know. Will they fail? Potentially. I'm not so worried about that. I think that, like, they just got to keep handling business day by day, series by series, and, you know, they'll be all right with that. All right, we got to take a break here, and we're going to bring in Brian Hoke and continue to talk about the Yankees and, you know, where the Yankees are and where they're about to go with this Boston series. This is Keith McPherson on the fan. 2 hours down, 2 hours to go. Don't go anywhere because we're coming right back.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.